Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a specific topic. So what I want to do is cover something that someone that's also anonymous said, and here's what he has to say, and I quote, "Hey Sandman, I don't have a donation for a video. I just wanted to share an article with you titled, 7 Ways Men Live Without Working in America. In the article, it discusses how only currently about 67.7% of men aged 16 to 64 are actually working. Before 2020 or before the coup, it was only about 69 to 70%, and the male workforce participation rate was at the highest around 1950, with 87.4% of men working. The male workforce participation rate has steadily been declining since 1950, and it makes me wonder if this has anything to do with the fact that men may be slowly becoming conscious of their slavery to the corporate government and women, and thereby they're finding new ways to free themselves from it. I think men are finding ways to retire younger and work less, thus showing a decrease in the male workplace participation rate. Anyway, thank you for your videos. Have a great day." Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation, and thank you, Mr. Anonymous, for the topic. I put the article in the description, and it says that the reason men aren't working as much is because of unemployment insurance, early retirement pensions, disability and lawsuits, savings, trading stocks, and Bitcoin. Also working for cash, aka the under-the-table economy. Living off family members, illegal work, living off the land, etc., etc. Yes, many people like fire, police, and teachers become eligible for retirement around the age of 55. Yes, guys get workman's compensation from injuries on the job, which they probably wouldn't have been eligible for back in the 1950s. Yes, there's unemployment insurance, but the male workforce participation rate has only gone down 1.2% since the coup, which is not much at all. A lot of men that are in the country illegally have to work under the table because they don't have their green cards. But this article doesn't discuss the fundamental changes in the economy. First of all, guys are in school longer because of college, so that affects it. Also, we've seen the financialization of the economy since the 1950s, with the FIRE sector taking off, which stands for finance, insurance, and real estate. When America shipped out most of its manufacturing jobs overseas, all that seemed to have remained were mostly service jobs and finance. I know guys buying 5 to 10 houses and then renting them out are not technically unemployed, because they aren't paying payroll tax, but they are pulling out equity from those properties to live off of while the prices keep going up. Many guys are smarting up that they can't have social mobility in the United States through employment at a job. You need to do something else if you want to rise up out of the middle class. Wealth inequality is also growing. America went from an economy that produces things to one that started flipping houses, stocks, and crypto. It's both harder and easier to become wealthy today. In the 1950s, there was no online trading platforms, and you actually had to call a broker over the phone. Housing prices were also lower, so for most people, it was cheaper to buy their own home instead of renting one out. So most guys couldn't flip houses as easily. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the harder you work at your job, the poorer you become in America. Clown World Show. This article you shared, Mr. Anonymous, seems to be all about shaming men to go back to the so-called real workforce. I can't tell you how many people have told me that doing YouTube or building websites or photography and video isn't actually a real job, that somehow working is only something that involves emotional abuse from a boss and coworkers, that work isn't an actual job, but that you're actually paid to be tormented by everyone else in your work environment. The guys that told me that are the same ones that criticize me for being single. They say I'm weak for not taking the abuse from a wife. I used to be like that, looking down on guys that didn't want to date as being cowards. But getting back to less men paying payroll tax in the United States, the financialization of the US economy continues, in something that Max Kaiser likes to call the casino gulag, where people would try and click their way to prosperity online because it's harder to work their way up to the top. China is also trying to stop their economy from going through financialization by trying to stop the laying flat phenomenon. The Chinese government is shutting down some private schools to create a less educated workforce with lower intelligence, which has less options for employment, so it's more likely to work for peanuts in Chinese factories. There are parts of Shenzhen, China, where there are actually factory bosses standing out on street corners, with signs trying to attract people to work manual labor jobs. It's that desperate. In America, there are service sectors, shops like Burger King, not having enough people to fill their positions. There are also shortages for truck drivers, and that's why we saw fuel shortages in the Eastern Seaboard last year. I don't think it's guys being lazy. I think it's the young guys that don't want to work when they find out that they won't be able to get a good woman to marry and have a family with, and they can't afford a house. So they just give up and live with their parents in their 20s and 30s, and live off their parents' teacher or policeman pension. Today's not-so-mystery link is called, "Unlike Taiwan and the US, the price of lying flat is too high for young Chinese people." Unquote. The Chinese government is trying to force their young men into the workforce by restricting their options to do nothing. In the West, young guys can sit in their mother's basement for the rest of their lives and play video games. In fact, some are turning gaming into a career and making as much money as professional athletes. If you have a kid that's not talented at athletics, but can game in a great way, try to get him to enter some tournaments and make some money off of it. The article also says that many guys aren't working and that they're hunting and fishing instead, which in a sense is also working. The Yahoo article tries to say that investing in Bitcoin is also not real work. I would beg to differ. Trading and investing is work if you take what you do seriously and do tons of research to identify the stocks and assets with the highest probability of success, and then diversify your stock portfolio in case some of your stocks don't perform as expected. Just because you're not dependent on a 9-to-5 job doesn't mean that your labor shouldn't be considered work. Mr. Anonymous, there are tons of guys out there that want to avoid work and make money passively. Recently, I had a guy calling me in a coaching call to tell me that he'd been working a minimum wage job with no savings for a decade or two and wanted me to teach him how to become financially independent in just an hour of coaching. The trick is to identify a market or skill that hasn't been exploited and jump on it immediately, because within a year or two, the market is usually identified and already saturated. Also, what a lot of people aren't telling the young guys out there is that many of them will face an existential crisis if they don't have something to work on. That was my experience in my 20s when I had my passive web business from 2001 to 2008. I didn't really have to work, and around $5,000 to $6,000 would come in every month. Even though it sounded like it was the best time in my life, it was also the worst time in my life, with regards to depression and restlessness. Now I'm on the verge of financial freedom, and all I can think about is the next project or video script, because I understand that being idle will rot my brain. But then another part of me thinks, why would I work when in a year or two, 55 to 60% of my earned income through working will probably be taxed away because of the capital gains and dividends that I earn passively elsewhere? The system doesn't incentivize work. It promotes usury. Income tax on earned income is way too high when compared to passive rentier income. People would rather become mom-and-pop landlords and flip houses for capital gains rather than working hard making something. Of the 30 million men in America that don't work, I'd be interested to know how many of them are actually making a living in the semi-professional investor classes. How many are retired with their unemployed sons living under their roofs? There has to be that census information out there somewhere. Also, how many men are homeless in that particular group? It must be at least 5 million. Also, working for cash under the table is still working, but you're not reporting your income. And there have to be at least 10 million illegals in the country doing that. Plus, now there are also legal ways to avoid paying taxes on your investment income. If, for example, you invest $100,000 in Bitcoin in your Roth IRA or tax-free savings account in Canada, when Bitcoin was 10K each in the Canadian Bitcoin Fund or ETF, and the price then goes up 10 times, then that's $1 million. Then you cash out and put that money into tech and growth stocks, where many appreciate roughly 20 to 25% a year. And voila, you can pull out $100K a year to live off of by selling some stocks, while still growing your wealth by 15% a year, tax-free to protect your capital from inflation. Most guys would probably retire if they could get $200,000 to $250,000 a year tax-free in growth off their investments. I know that I would have in my 20s and 30s. The article says that guys should be paying tax on their crypto. Not really if they invest the money in a tax-free account in Canada or a tax-deferred one in the United States. Then they don't have to. I think it's going to be interesting to see what the Canadian government is going to do to guys with $1 million in their tax-free savings account, or the US is going to do with guys in their Roth IRAs that big. They might start restricting how much you can actually put in there. A lot of guys have been investing in companies that automate jobs away and boost the stock prices of the companies that do so. But that's the minority of men out there that aren't participating in the labor pool. What about guys that put $20,000 or $30,000 in Bitcoin and now it's worth $250,000? many might take some off the table to enjoy life with. Some people might take the money and buy a house for cash in Florida, and then do odd jobs just to pay their basic bills. Mr. Anonymous, I agree with you that working in a corporate veal-fattening pen is slavery, and so is marriage. But it's harder to become wealthier at a regular 9-to-5 job, and as one of the Rockefellers used to say, if I worked all day, I wouldn't have any time to make money. There are also financial self-help gurus like Robert Kiyosaki that help people invest their money and make more money doing that instead of working. I think that asset prices are partially overvalued because there's so many amateur investors chasing dividend yields and capital gains instead of being gainfully employed. I'm sure that when we see the next big recession, so long as there is no money printing going on, a lot of guys will return to the workforce. But if the money printing continues, more people will speculate on real estate to make a living or trade stocks and crypto, pushing up the prices. Not to mention the people that just want to protect the purchasing power of the money they've earned from their jobs also want to do the same. At some point, men will start producing something physical again. The only way we've been able to get away with not doing that in the West is because we've had China and other poorer countries produce stuff in factories so that more and more of us could invest in finance and real estate. I keep thinking that at some point there has to be an end to all of this. But with America mining 35-40% of the global Bitcoin and Canada mining 10%, that's two countries in North America controlling about 50% of the mining. So if Bitcoin becomes the next global reserve currency, America will be sitting pretty once more, after defaulting on their dollars. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and a different Mr. Anonymous for the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that wealth inequality has smashed the old American dream of getting a wife and a job and buying a house in the suburbs. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. If you want to help me keep making content, then please subscribe me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the soy boys from complaining about there being no gas at the filling stations instead of going out there and learning how to drive those big rig trucks away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.